We'll have a man with him, and then we'll have other people at the airport.
All right, now what I would do if I had personnel myself, I would just use my own personnel. If I needed to borrow anybody to watch a gate like the Kennedy House
right.
or like the basement of a garage, I'd keep them out of sight pretty well, the MPs, and I'd use them only
right.
if you don't have adequate personnel.
Right.
And then I'd call on FBI, and I'd call on Defense Department if you need to. If
yes,
you don't,
sir.
Don't do it. But I would sure have one man in charge of each candidate.
That's
immediately.
Right. We've already done that, sir.
All right, okay, already done it. That's
yeah,
good.
We've been working on this in the hope that this bill would be passed, sir.
Well, you just get us the information over here, and I'll try to see if I can't get through. Now, how much money did you have to cover these candidates?
Well, we had $1,300,000 approximately, Mr. President, from the 15th of June on. And then from July, we were recently asked to furnish figures from July 1, and that was $1,200,000. So we're covered. It would be about $1,300,000, Mr. President.
In the next year's appropriation bill?
Thank yes, sir. You. Right, sir.
That's just for the candidates?
Yes. That's right. We estimated about 7 candidates at the time.
Well...
We included Reagan, see, but I don't know that...
Well, I think you sure ought to... I think you sure ought to have enough, so
yes,
we'll get your estimates and you all refigure. Maybe you better ask for a couple of million just so you got enough of contingency.
Right, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.